For second meeting of the Public Works Committee to order. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes from November 4th?
Second.
Motion and second to approve the minutes. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Carries. Eric.
Morning, everybody.
Morning.
Few items. First one, highway. Requesting authorization to enter into an agreement not to exceed $524,000 in the amount for the design of County Route 15 Bridge project. This is a Bridge New York project. If you folks recall, we had two awarded in 2024 for construction in 2027. This one we're trying to get a push on because it is just a rehab. We want to get some pricing in and get going on it to possibly complete it earlier to avoid cost hikes and some other concerns. And that came from a recommendation from the consultants, a few of them. So we thought that was a good idea as well as we discussed it. So that's what that's for.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Any discussion or questions? Not all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Next item will be quit claiming 0.15 acres of excess Steuben County Highway right away to Pete and Diane Force, the landowners on the northeast quadrant of our Smith Hill Road Bridge New York project. The old road and right away, which were never returned to the underlying landowners after construction of the new bridge initially in 1936, runs right along the Force's existing driveway in the front of their house for about 170 feet. This was discussed with Ms. Prasek and our consultant engineer surveyors from Bergman in December of 2022. So requesting authorization to do that.
We have a motion.
I'll second it, but there's none of that land we'll ever need, right?
No, sir. Nope.
Okay. Get rid of it.
Any further
questions? Get back on the tax roll.
Right, exactly. Any further questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Next item is a budget transfer requesting $50,000 from our lease and rent of equipment to guide rail. We're requesting authorization to transfer this amount of money. During the flood, we replaced out of our base inventory quite a bit of guardrail, as you folks are aware of. And we had this fund that was left, these monies that were left. So we wanted to restock some of that material. So we have it.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Any questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed the same? Carries.
Will some of that come back through FEMA money?
Yes, in time.
Pardon?
Yes, in time it will. Okay. We've been putting up a ton even without the flood stuff. There seem to be the last few years we've been running short of rail and stuff, you know, outside of the fact that the flood exacerbated that.
But where we replaced it because of the flood, we can charge that to FEMA, right?
Correct. Correct. Yep. Yep, it's listed. The guys have done a good detailed job with pictures and locations, as we've talked about before. So, yes.
Someday.
Is there a difference between guardrail and guide rail?
I don't know. I don't know, Scott. I've heard it called both terms. The bid, is it's issued through the bid, it's guide rail. Guide you on, stay on the road, I guess.
That's how we always called it in the budget.
Yeah. We know it guards us as well, but I'm not sure, to be honest.
Guarding guide rail.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Okay.
We all set with that.
Yeah,
so next cool. Landfill, we're looking for a budget transfer of $150,000 from our, oh, I thought someone said me, from our leach 8 to Bath landfill, major equipment. In September, the landfill off-road truck was involved in an accident and was totaled by the insurance company. The insurance company settled for $410,451. We've received $335,242 of that. And we'll receive the remaining $75,209 after we purchase our new truck, which is in the process. We're able to purchase the damaged truck back from the insurance company for the amount of $4,258 for parts. We're requesting a transfer $150,000 from the Leach 8 treatment plant capital project to the Bath landfill major equipment account.
Motion.
I'll second it. Now, is that for, you're not going to fix the old truck. This is purchasing a new truck.
Purchasing a brand new truck. We've got one in sight and in the process. It's a 2024, another John Deere. And it's not noted, but we also have some, I want to say lax numbers at this point, but once we get what we want off of the existing truck, we've got numbers thrown at us for a scrap value of about $9,000 for that damaged truck as well. So that will also go, you know, back into the coffers.
Now you mentioned a John Deere truck.
Yes, John Deere off-road.
Oh,
it's a big dump box.
We, like a rock truck.
It's one of the biggest,
see on like gold mining. It's the only way I can describe it. It's not generally seen on the road except for during a flood.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's.
So we're not buying what was wrecked was a tractor trailer.
I'm sorry. What's that, Bob?
What was wrecked was a tractor trailer.
No, it was a big dump box, box you'd see in like a mining operation or a big site clearing operation. Big truck.
Yeah. These are the.
It's like a Tonka truck.
Wheel.
Okay. Yeah. How'd you wreck that?
Well, I didn't personally wreck it. an individual got a bit close to the top edge of the landfill at the offload and lost traction and then slid about 300 feet down.
In what conditions? We got very, he was injured. Got good medical care, is in good shape now, but we got very lucky there wasn't more significant injuries. And, you know, it's a kudos to Eric and Todd and Steve and their crews fixing the pump house that was damaged because it hit the pump house to fix that was damaged and to work on this solution. So we got lucky on this one.
Okay.
Very lucky.
When did that happen?
A month and a half ago.
Hmm. Yeah. I was at a Monday night Bills game when I got the call.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It was... Yeah, a truck. I was thinking something on the road, and then you're talking John Deere. They don't go together.
No, they don't.
They do make those. Yeah, take a drive up to the landfill. Take on the way home, you'll see it up there.
Okay, so we're getting insurance money. My understanding that the insurance money that we're receiving isn't going to totally cover the cost of the new truck.
Correct.
Hence the $150,000 transfer.
Yes.
Correct. But we're keeping, as part of the deal, we're keeping the damaged one.
Yes. I understood that. Okay. Any other questions? Not all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Okay. To that, we request authorization for an off-road truck to be added to our Bath landfill 2024 major equipment list so we can replace the damaged truck.
Move it.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
And to the one that we have in sight, requesting authorization to purchase a new off-road truck. Five Star Equipment has provided a quote of $511,723 for a new 2024 John Deere 310 off-road truck, which is on New York State OGS contract. The truck is in stock. In consultation with the county manager and purchasing, it was agreed that the Five Star Equipment letter of intent to purchase the truck pending completion of legislative approval, just for transparency.
Motion.
I'll second it.
Okay, any questions? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
There's a lot of bids here. Do you want me to go through them all?
Yeah.
And then...
If that's agreeable to the committee.
You could pull anyone if you have any.
Yeah, if there's anyone, any questions.
Any questions on, we can pull them. Yeah. And vote on it separately. Go ahead, Eric.
Okay. First one's aggregate. We recommend awarding to all bidders based on lowest total cost to the county. Second, crushed limestone. We recommend awarding to the lowest bidder based on pricing and availability as well. Traffic sign in. Delineators, we recommend awarding to multiple bidders based on lowest item and pricing. Hands-on chainsaw safety training. This is the training they go through. It's quite involved. We recommend awarding the lowest quote price to Forest Applications Training, Inc. in the amount of $11,000 for 2025, 2026, and 2027 years. So this would be a three-year award for this training. It's for the hands-on chainsaw training that we discussed, that I mentioned, provided to our employees. We've been approximately doing this for about 15 years. It seems to be a well-received program, offers up a lot, and you folks know how much trees we cut down. Next one, F-250 snowplow with insulation. We recommend awarding the bid to the lowest bidder, Frank George and Son, Inc., in the amount of $20,239.48. This would be paid for with money we had left over as well from our major equipment.
Question.
Yeah.
What plows are these? Are these an 8 foot right? Straight, 7 foot? Pickups. What make?
Western.
Western. Okay.
Diesel powered road broom. We recommend awarding to the bid to the lowest bidder, Monroe Tractor, in the amount of $78,500. Again, left over from major equipment money. RFP marketing of recyclable materials and scrap metal. We recommend awarding to multiple bidders based on highest percentage of marketing price. As you guys know, folks know the prices change month to month on those things. RFP waste oil and antifreeze extension. We recommend extended removal, cycle disposal of waste oil, antifreeze contracts with Environmental Service Group. This is last year's extension. There's no increase on this amount. Next one is oxygen and acetylene extension. We recommend extending the oxygen and acetylene contract with Bradley Supply Inc. Again, they're good enough to not increase, same price. Lubricants, another extension. Recommend extending the lubricant contract with Superior Lubricants. Same price, no increase there as well. Tree service, recommend extending the tree service contract with Beers Tree Service Inc. Same price, no increase, which is a daily 8 hour. Daily 8 hours equals $1,648, and a call out is $815, and they must respond in 2 hours. We've been using those folks with the current contract with the money you folks put into tree removal. They've been great. We've been able to clean up a lot of the trees. Clean and inspect landfill leachate holding tank and lines. Another extension. We recommend extending to clean and inspect landfill leachate holding tanks and lines contract to Jamco Technical Services. Again, there is no change in the existing terms and conditions. Next one, professional civil structural engineering services to Fisher and Associates on an extension. We recommend extending it to them for the professional civil structural engineering services. And there's no change in their contractor rates either, which is good. Asphalt hot box with a trailer. We recommend awarding the 4-ton asphalt hot box with a trailer to J&J Equipment in the amount of $31,258. Again, this is money we have in place from leftover major. That's it. We kind of touched on it, just a quick update on the Irwin Transfer Station. Everything seems to be going well.
Hold on.
Just a minute.
My bad.
They have a motion to approve the bids.
A motion.
Getting a roll.
Second.
Okay. Any questions on any of them?
Okay.
Gary had one.
Yes.
On your going back to the tree service. So where are they working now? Is this the one that goes?
They go wherever we ask them to go, or wherever we feel there's a priority.
Are we doing it logical, like a route here and a route there, or how are we?
So all the folks from each shop, all the supervisors from each shop, gave us their wish list of trees that have been concerning to them for some time.
Okay.
So then Todd takes it upon himself to evaluate what's a priority over other ones, and grief cost and coming over the roads and so forth and stuff that's already fallen. So that's kind of how we don't have a set.
Okay.
We're going here. It's kind of, we're just working through and some of the trees that we thought were good or were holding good have fell, and we've had to go and give them attention, just like our roads and bridges. Yeah. It kind of gets jumped around. So there's no real formula to it other than visual.
I didn't know if there was a schedule or something.
No, because these folks also do another county and they're two-man show in Granite. We do the road safety and cleanup and stuff, which is a huge asset for them and us, but they have a small group doing it because they're just going up and cutting, and they're in two counties plus their normal tree service. Right. But they've never really given us a huge issue. We've had to juggle schedules a little bit, but they're hustlers. I mean, they're hustling around. And
yeah,
we'll start this month, December, these guys on staff, maybe a week at a time, and then usually January they start getting more on site with us.
Okay.
February they're pretty much here the whole month.
Yeah, I'm just curious how it's been worked. Thank you.
I saw I contacted the Caton shop manager probably 3 weeks ago. There was a white birch leaning on over across County Route 120. And I contacted him at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon and said, hey, this one doesn't look good. You probably, next time you're by. Within an hour, he had texted me back, says, we went there and took it down. It's good. And it's like, wow.
Good.
I don't think I would have got that service if I called.
Let me know what you need.
Yeah. Well, I got to start working this thing backwards.
Thank you.
Okay.
Go ahead. Just an FYI on an update on the Irwin transfer station. It's been a tenfold. It's early in the game with it as far as any failures mechanically with it. But if you folks recall, we had a arm out there. It was almost like a logging arm. It would crush and grab. It was very, very aggressive in nature using it. Stuff flying, and also they'd compact it into our trailers. So we switched over to a compactor unit, got rid of this arm that we were concerned about, and it broke multiple times. We have two compactors in opposite directions, so two running. So if one fails, we still have the other one, and it's increased the time. The fact that we can leave the compactor closed when we're changing out trucks as well, which I didn't think about, and they can keep loading as we change out a trailer. It doesn't ever slow the process down with these folks that are getting processed at the scale house quickly with the new internet. And then they get up. That was our next bottleneck, as I explained to Scott, was getting there. And then because they got through quick with their credit cards and so forth, mixed in residential and commercial folks. And then they'd be sitting and waiting. Now that this operation's increased the process and it's so streamlined, it's helped overall. So I think we'll have some good results from it. So far, so good.
Now, where is this at?
Irwin Transfer Station.
Irwin, okay.
When will that be completed?
It is completed. We missed one day. I had a couple calls and complaints. We put a posting out that they'd be closed as you folks saw and received, and as the public did. However, we were a day shy. They had a welder walk off the job, and kudos to the company that we hired that was the lowest bidder. They flew in a group from North Dakota and missed one day was it and open operational. And so it was a bit of a challenge and a struggle last minute, but they got through it to limit our downtime, obviously, for the folks.
Okay. Is there anything else? Yes, Jeff.
I'd just like to give you guys an update, Eric, Todd, and everybody. Fine.
Just to give you guys an update that I'm actually going through the county's CDL class through the town. And I did my first 2 days in the classroom with Devin, the instructor. And I just wanted to give the legislators an update that program seems to be pretty amazing. There was people in there from different townships. So it's helping the townships. There's a couple of county employees and Devin, the instructor, you know, he doesn't expect you to know it. He starts right out at the ground level, you know, and treats you very good. I just wanted to give feedback that I've only been there 2 days, you know, and then now it'll be hours of actual out on the road driving. But it seemed to be very good. And I just I give him good credit because he treated everybody the same, rather you have experience or no experience. So
that's good. Good.
Yes.
One more thing to add to your list. He already knows how to drive them. He just probably wants the documentation to back him up.
Jeff, how long are these?
It's 2 days.
It's a 2 day classroom,
but then you actually have to go out and drive, you know, for the hours until you're capable. Devin has actually done the training, so he's certified. He's not the examiner. He'll take the guys to the road test, but you know, he's a certified trainer that Todd and Eric, he was a county employee that got certified. So he's even got YouTube videos that you can watch. So your pre-trip and stuff, so that's what I mean by he's got it set up good. So, I mean, you could go on there and watch the YouTube videos to practice, and it's all, you know, done through the county. And there was town of Jasper, a couple county, I don't remember where they're all from, but, you know, it helps all the municipalities plus the county.
Hmm. Thanks.
Yep.
Where's it taught at? Mount Washington?
No, we have it right in our office, and it's in the back. He picks, we get a certain amount of numbers. We get requests that come in. And to this point, at this point, we have not had to turn anybody away, county or town. We've had to push people, but we've never said no to anybody. And I think we've put 40 some people through the class successfully. It's been wonderful. And in all transparency, Devin is actually Todd's son-in-law, but I like Devin before I like Todd. So I worked with Devin. We did a wall down at the Irwin transfer station to keep paper debris in for Vince. So it was me, Devin, and Bill Jeffords. And that's where I met Devin. And he's kind-hearted, patient, smart as a whip. And like Jeff said, he's consistent. It doesn't matter. We haven't had any haven't had any problems with him. He's such a patient individual. So think this is his calling for sure. And he's going to get into more safety stuff as we develop a safety. We have a safety program as we get more aligned with Scott Sprague and PERMA to do site visits and stuff like that, like on our bridges and roads and other stuff to extend this out in his spare time. So it's a good fit. It's been a good program, and hopefully we stay successful with it.
Okay. Is there anything else? You have anything? Not a motion to adjourn.
I'll move.
Do you have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We're adjourned.
Thank you.